Shmuel Beis Perek Gimel B. Note this perek was split into two shirim due to the length of this perek. This is the second shir in the perek. It starts from the middle of Perek Gimel. In the beginning of this perek, we discussed how Avner had left Ish-bosheth, the son of Shaul, and defected to David. Avner had left Ish-bosheth after Avner was accused of living with Rizpah, who was the concubine of King Shaul. Avner and David had made a truce between each other, and Avner started rallying Klal Yisrael to support David HaMelech, as it says in Pasuk Yud-Zayin. V'yudaber Avner hayayim ziknei Yisrael leimor. Avner would speak to the elders of Yisrael, saying, Hayisem mevakshem es David aleichem. You requested David to be a king upon you, ba'ata asu. So now you should do it. Avner continued to rally support for David throughout the land, including the tribe of Binyamin, who already had King Shaul and Ish-bosheth. David had made a feast for Avner. Upon leaving David, Avner related how he'll be able to gain support for David, making David the king of the entire Yisrael. The Navi now turns its attention to how Yoav killed Avner to avenge the blood of Asael, Yoav's brother, and how David lamented over the death of Avner for all to see. And Pasuk Beis, now when Avner left David, Yoav and his men came to Hebron, where David was located, and were sitting with David's servants. Yoav was carrying spoils of war from the places he just defeated. Upon arriving, Yoav was informed that Avner ben Ner had just left David in peace. Yoav spoke to David harshly, relating Avner is not to be trusted, as Avner was the general for King Shaul's army for many years. Yoav continued in a harsh manner, Avner has just come here to spy out David's weaknesses. The Abarbanel adds, Yoav now sent messengers to Avner falsely, relating, the king wants to speak with you. David was completely unaware of what Yoav was about to do. And Pasuk Zayin, Vayashav Avner Chevro, Vayeteo Yoav El Toch Hashar. And Avner now returned to Hebron, and Yoav led him aside to the middle of the gates, Ledaber Iso Besheli, to speak with Avner casually. And then Yoav struck and killed Avner in the fifth rib, the Yamas Badama Sol Achid, and he killed him, and he avenged the blood for his brother Asael. Rashi adds, what does it mean that Yoav killed Avner in the Shar, the gate? This refers to the Sanhedrin. Yoav actually took Avner to court. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Memtes Amud Aleph, explains Yoav felt he was considered the Goel Adam, the avenger of his brother Asael's blood, who Avner had killed in the previous perek. Therefore, Yoav felt it was his legal right to kill Avner. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Memtes Amud Aleph, continues, what was the conversation that transpired? Yoav asked Avner, why did you kill my brother? Avner related, it was in self-defense, as Asael was considered a rodeis, as Asael was pursuing me to kill me. Yoav responded, you could have just injured my brother and not killed him. Avner responded, I didn't have perfect aim. At which point Yoav related, oh yeah? Then how did you manage to perfectly hit Asael in the fifth rib, which was considered the entranceway to the vital organs? Then Yoav proceeded to kill Avner before the court had come to a halachic decision. And Pasuk Kaf Ches, through Lamedtes, which is the end of the parak, upon hearing the news of the death of Avner and how Yoav killed Avner, David took full responsibility for the death of Avner. David then proceeded to curse Yoav and Avishai's family. David lamented over Avner. David also told Yoav to rip his clothes and mourn over Avner. David HaMelech personally escorted Avner's body to the grave. Note, David wanted to make it known and perfectly clear he had nothing to do with Avner's death, as David did not secretly order Avner to be killed. David lamented and mourned over Avner. All of Yisrael saw David was sincere. Everything David did was good in the eyes of Yisrael, and David was too weak to punish Yoav. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.